in a study of self-identified Christians last fall, this was one of the true false questions. The Holy Spirit is a force, not a personal being. True or false or not sure. In this study, an amazing 56% said true. This is self-identified Christians who are answering this study. 56% of Christians in the study believe the Holy Spirit is only a force and not a person of the Holy Trinity. And if that wasn't bad enough, another 17% answered not sure. That means 73% of the Christians who answered that survey are so biblically illiterate and doctrinally unsound that they don't even know who God is. It's almost jaw-dropping, isn't it? I sure hope you answered the question correctly. The Holy Spirit is not a force. The answer is false. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit is God. The Bible gives the Holy Spirit divine names, divine works and attributes, divine glory and honor. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. In the mystery of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit is equal to the Father and the Son, but yet there still remains only one true and holy God. The Holy Spirit is worshiped and glorified in the same way that we worship and glorify the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit is almighty and majestic and eternal and uncreated and incomprehensible, just like the Father, just like the Son. All of these things tell us that the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is not simply a force or the love of God or a symbol of His power. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. Here's how we regularly confess it in the Nicene Creed. We take our place with the Holy Christian Church of all times. Here's what we say in the Creed. Read it with me. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke through the prophets. In the mystery of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit is equal to the Father and equal to the Son. But yet there remains only one true and holy God. You know, one of the main works of the Holy Spirit is to create faith in your heart so that you can believe in Jesus as your Savior. That's where a study on the Holy Trinity has to start, with His faith-creating work through the Word of God. Here's how St. Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians. Let's read this together. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has created faith within you, and by His power you know and believe that Jesus is your Savior. You know and believe that Jesus' life, His death, and His resurrection earned your eternal salvation. That you have the forgiveness of sins and that you have peace with God. You have a home in heaven, because God sent His Son to be your Savior. And the Holy Spirit has opened your heart so you know that these things are true and they apply to you. In Christ, you are forgiven and you are reconciled. And the Holy Spirit has given you faith to believe in that. Jesus describes faith, we heard it in our gospel lesson today, as being born again. Again, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works through the water of holy baptism to create faith. You're born again. Here's what Jesus said. Let's read this together. Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. The Spirit gives birth to spirit is the Holy Spirit giving your spirit new life. You are born again as the Holy Spirit works through the water of holy baptism, and you're given faith. In the image of being born again, that's new life. You're giving new life in Christ. This time, though, you're not born into sin as you were the first time you were born, but now when you're born again through the water and the Spirit in baptism, you are born into righteousness and holiness and the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit works through the water of holy baptism to create your faith. We confess the work of the Holy Spirit like this in the Small Catechism as kind of a summary statement. Read this with me. I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, and sanctifies and keeps me in the one true faith. God the Holy Spirit works through the Word of God to create and also then now to strengthen the faith that you have in the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why for us as Lutheran Christians, worship, the sacraments, and Bible study are so very important to us. Worship, the sacraments, and Bible study are all focused on the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit works through that Word of God to nurture and strengthen and fortify your faith. That's how he's chosen to work. That's how he's revealed himself to us. He works through the Word of God to create your faith, to keep that faith strong throughout your life. And as the Holy Spirit works through worship and the sacraments and Bible study, he's at work to sanctify you. Sanctification is a biblical word that means to make you holy. The idea behind holiness is that you have been set apart for a special purpose. God has chosen you in grace, in Christ, and set you apart to be his very own. God the Holy Spirit sets you apart from a sinful world. He's created faith in your heart. He strengthens that faith throughout your life, and he teaches you how to live in the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit has sanctified you. Now we need to stop here for a minute and make sure you understand what this means. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, works in you personally and individually through the Word of God. It means that you yourself have been set apart. You yourself have been born again through the water and the Spirit. You yourself have been given the gift of eternal life. You have a home in heaven. You yourself do not belong to this sinful world and its ways and its thinking any longer. You yourself belong to God. You yourself now live in God's kingdom. The Holy Spirit works in you personally and individually through the Word of God. Make sure that you take time to stop and think this through and apply it to your own life. The Holy Spirit works personally and individually in you through the power of the Word. One of the ways that the Bible teaches us that we're sanctified, that the Holy Spirit's at work within us, is by revealing to us that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, actually lives and dwells within you. So much so that the Bible calls your body a temple of the Holy Spirit. Here's the passage. Remember this in 1 Corinthians? Read it with me. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Therefore, honor God with your body. Your body is a temple of the third person of the Holy Trinity, of God the Holy Spirit. Remember, a temple would be a place where God lives and dwells. God lives and dwells within you. The Holy Spirit has worked through the Word of God to sanctify you. He has set you apart. He has given you faith. You belong to God. You live in His kingdom. And the Holy Spirit dwells within you. So you live that way now, that your life is holy. You live differently as one who has been set apart than those who reject Christ and are not set apart. That's what it means that you've been sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Your entire life, every corner, every day of the week, every relationship is holy and is set apart. The things that you do and the things that you say make a difference. The things that you do and the things that you say are holy. So what you do with your body is important. Your whole life is now lived out in the presence of God who lives within you. Your entire life, every corner of it, is holy ground. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. That influences what you do with and how you treat your body. It impacts what you say and how you speak. It affects every interaction and relationship that you have with other people. It directs how you live your lives and the things that you do. Your entire life is holy. Take a look at how St. Paul talks about it in 2 Timothy. Let's read it together. The Lord has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own mercy. God has done that for you. He has saved you, and He has called you to a holy life. The Holy Spirit works through worship, the sacraments, and Holy Scripture to make you holy, to sanctify you. God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, lives in and through you. Your entire life is holy. Amen.